For sermonette this afternoon, we'll hear from Mr. Scott Thuvenin.
Thank you, Mr. Fiok. Good afternoon, everyone. Well, brethren, have you listened to the news lately? Have you heard it on the radio or on the television? Maybe you've seen it on the internet, in the newspaper, a news magazine. What kind of news have you seen? I've seen a lot of bad news. I've heard of murders, of assaults, robberies, thefts, rapes, attacks, terrorism, drugs, drunkenness. It goes on and on and on. It seems day after day, there's just no relief. The news is always bad, it seems. You know, sometimes it angers us when we see bad guys out there mistreating victims. Sometimes it frustrates us. It seems that there's just no end to all this bad news. And sometimes it can cause us to simply desire to close our eyes and our ears because we don't want to witness any more of this bad news, these bad reports that we see on our television screens. But even more so, sometimes it makes us just want to close up our hearts. And we find ourselves, at least I do sometimes, thinking, this world is reaping exactly what it has sown. It's getting what it deserves. And when we get this kind of feeling, our hearts can become callous. This is a real danger for all of us in God's church, and we need to be on guard against it. In fact, we need to do all we can to ensure that we do not allow our hearts to be callous. So today, that's what I'd like to examine in the sermonette. And our goal is to see why it's important to not allow our hearts to become callous. Let's begin with Psalm 119. This was written by King David. Psalm 119, verse 136. And Psalm 119, it's the longest psalm in the Bible. It was here when I read it this morning, and I'm inclined to think it's still here. All right, in verse 136, notice what King David wrote. Rivers of water run from my eyes. Notice here, he's not just describing an occasional stray tear. He describes his tears as rivers of tears, rivers of water. Well, why? Why is it that he was crying so? Well, just continue reading in verse 136. He said, these rivers of water pour down from his eyes because men do not keep your law. Because he saw people not obeying God. And he was brokenhearted about it. He was tearful. He described those tears as being rivers. Well, let's remember for a moment. God said that in David, he had found a man after his own heart. Do you think God noticed all those tears that David cried? Well, let's turn back to Psalm 56. Psalm chapter 56, and we're going to read verse 8. Because David addresses that very question. He says here to the Lord, "You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?" God, here we're told, collected David's tears in a bottle. In other words, God noted David's sadness, his concern, his pain. Well, what's the message for God's people, for you and for me today. Well, let's turn now to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, and we're going to begin reading this morning in verse 3. Ezekiel chapter 9, starting in verse 3. God had shown a vision to Ezekiel. And in verse 3, "Now the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub where it had been to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed with linen," presumably an angel, "who had the writer's inkhorn at his side. And the Lord said to him, 'Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of the men who sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done within it.'" Notice here that God takes special notice of this group of people, those who sigh and cry over the abominations occurring around them. I think we all know what an abomination is. It's something that is evil. It is against God's law. It is dishonest. It is in contrast to God's way. It's something that God abhors. It's detestable, loathsome, and repugnant. I like to think of an abomination as sin on steroids. And consider here, consider those things which fill our news reports today. Murders, assaults, rapes and attacks, thefts, carnage, perversion, violence. It just goes on and on and on. Well, what is our reaction when we witness these things? Are we the way that God describes it here to Ezekiel? Do we sigh and cry over them? Well, why does this matter to God? Why should it matter to us? Well, let's keep reading in verses 5 and 6, and I think the picture becomes clear. In verse 5, it continues, "To the others, he said in my hearing, 'Go after him through the city.'" This is to go after the one who had the inkhorn, who was placing marks upon the foreheads of those who were sighing and crying over these abominations. "And they're told, 'Go after him through the city and kill. Do not let your eye spare nor have any pity. Utterly slay old and young men, maidens and little children and women.' But notice this, 'But do not come near anyone on whom is the mark. Begin at my sanctuary.' So they began with the elders who were before the temple." Notice here, God says that he will send upon a disobedient nation destruction and punishment. But here, he specifically gives instructions that those who sigh and cry over these abominations are to be spared. Well, brethren, you and I will not sigh and cry over these things and the people that do them if our hearts become callous. If we close up our hearts and think, as I mentioned at the beginning of the sermonette, well, this world deserves everything that it's going to reap. If we don't have some little bit of tenderness in our hearts, that we sigh and cry to see God's law trampled and we see terrible things occurring, we're not going to have the kind of heart that allows us to sigh and cry. In fact, God wants our hearts to remain tender. So while we're never to condone the evil in this world, we need to make sure that we do not allow our hearts to become callous and hardened towards it. So let's ensure that we maintain a tender heart which will sigh and cry over the abominations of this world.